a lot of the students are currently protesting their the pro-Palestinian stance, and that is they want universities divested from those companies that are doing businesses that are continuing what many consider to be an apartheid state, people are going on in Gaza and the West Bank. And, you know, that's the opinion. If you follow what apartheid means, if you follow what genocide means, it's not hard to draw the correlation. And many people justifiably are protesting using their God-given First Amendment right to do so. I remember back at the University of Texas in the 80s, I participated in a whole lot of protests to get the University of Texas to divest from South Africa. We were part of the South African Liberation Action Committee, and we protested, and we never got violence from cops as it's occurring right now. You know, we're becoming a fascist state. This is what my campus looked like. This is what my campus looked like this week. That is a campus at the University of Texas. I think that is the South Mall. We used to protest on that mall, the West Mall, all the times, encouraging the university to divest. It was always loud but peaceful. These pro-Palestinian debates are loud but peaceful. And here's the other thing. These pro-Palestinian debates are not made up just of students of the Muslim faith. They're Jewish students, Muslim students, black, white, Catholics, Protestants. Everybody is a part of the movement. And that's who we had protesting. And what did Greg Abbott do? Sent in a whole bunch of goons to really suppress the dissent. This morning, I woke up to a piece that I saw Joyenne Reed do that I want you guys to listen to, because I think it is important that we understand what's going on here. And listen to her words. They're prescient.
Hey, guys, I want to show you the arrests of two college professors at Emory University today, which is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And these were professors who were arrested during pro-Palestinian Gaza protests at Emory. Take a look.
I'm so sorry. Is there anything I can do for you right now?
Yes, can you call the philosophy department office and tell them I've been arrested?
Philosophy department?
Yes, call the philosophy department office.
I will. What's your...
I'm chair of the philosophy department.
I got you. I got you.
Now, if you don't think that these same tactics will be used against you if you stand up against abortion bans, LGBTQ harassment and bans, book bans, if you're an anti-war protester, this is the future that MAGA is promising you nationwide. They're already implementing it in red states, and Donald Trump has promised to roll this out nationally if he becomes president again. And if you don't think this is the way that America is going to look under a fully autocratic Trump regime, not just in Atlanta, not just on the Columbia campus, but everywhere, then you're not awake. Might be time for you to wake up and stay woke, because this is the future that the far right MAGA Project 2025 crowd has planned for all of us.
Now, you think about that. Think about that. The one thing I love about Joyenne Reed is that, unlike many of the hosts that are given a milquetoast type assessment of where we're heading. She's using not only the MSM platform, but her own platform to try to get that message out. People don't see the urgency. People think these are isolated incidences. Look again on the University of Texas campus in a red state. Look at what's going on at Columbia University. Police in a blue state. Let me tell you something, guys. Dissension is not going to be tolerated. And while most of the dissension right now are on folks on the left for many of the things that are supported by MAGA, remember, MAGA even themselves are not a monolith. And when they disagree with the powers that be, the precedent would already be established. So don't think this isn't coming to your back door. If, or maybe your front door, if we don't get the right people in office in 2024.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.